The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. First chapter, text number 32 through 35. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on July 25th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. O Govinda, of what avail to us are kingdoms, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed in this battlefield? O Madhusudan, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and all relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties and are standing before me, then why should I wish to kill them, though I may survive? O maintainer of all creatures, I am not prepared to fight with them even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth.
So, Arjuna is thinking in terms of his own sense gratification. He is posing himself as if he does not know what is the plan of Krishna. Yes. The plan of Krishna is explained by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujam paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskitam. Dharma samasthapanarthaya juge juge sambhavam. The plan is already known to everyone, how the management of the cosmic manifestation is going on. The cosmic manifestation is there, this material world. It is, although temporary, it has got a purpose. The purpose is to give chance to the living entities who are rotting in this material world to revive his Krishna consciousness or original consciousness and go back to home, back to world. This is the plan. This material cosmic manifestation is there. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. The nature is, it is sometimes manifested and sometimes it is dissolved, annihilated. Everything material, that is the way, just like our body, it is created at a certain date and it will be annihilated at a certain date. Similarly, this gigantic body, that is also body of the Supreme Lord, Virat body. Virat means giant. Krishna will show his Virat Rupa to Arjuna. So this external body, exactly just like we have got all this external body, internal body, the soul is covered by two bodies, the external and internal. External means these gross elements, earth, water, air, fire, sky. And internal means the mind, intelligence and ego. They are also material. Within that two covering, just like our body is covered by certain core, similarly, the soul is encased in two kinds of bodies. When this gross body is finished, the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego, they are there. The soul is covered, the gross body is finished, that is called death. But people do not know that there is no death for the soul. The outward cover is finished, the inward cover is there, and the inward cover will carry the soul to another gross body. That is called transmigration. The mind is creating, as we are making our consciousness in this life, so we are making our next life also. Janti deva prata devan pitri janti pitri prata. So, we have got two kinds of bodies, gross and subtle, and within that I am living, you are living. So, dehi nasmin jatha dehi ko marung javugunang jara. Asmin dehi, within this body, there is the dehi, the proprietor of the body. So people do not understand that this finishing of this gross body is not actually death or annihilation of the soul. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Even annihilation of the subtle body does not mean death of the soul. Na hannate hannamane sarire. There are two kinds of bodies. So, when the gross body is annihilated, the subtle body carries me to another gross body. Just like the air carries the flavor of a certain place. If the air is passing over rose garden, it carries the flavor. Although you cannot see, but we can smell, we can understand the breeze is so fragrant, means it is coming over a rose garden. Similarly, filthy place, bad smell, the air carries. So the subtle body carries the mental situation of the soul and puts him into a particular body according to that mental situation. Jang jang bapi smaran loki tajatanti kaleva. At the time of death, the mental situation will give me chance for another gross body. If I have created my mind Krishna conscious, then he will give me the mental situation. Will give me a body by which I can make further progress. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Suchinang simatangehe yoga bhrashta sanjayat. Yoga bhrashta. Suppose one has begun yoga. Yoga means attempt to link with the Supreme. That is called yoga. And vyoga means without any relationship or without any attachment for the Supreme. Yoga means plus and vyoga means minus. So plus means 1 + 1 = 2. So when we try to connect with the Supreme, then we can understand there is God and I am also there. We have got intimate relationship that is explained in the Vedas. Two birds are sitting on the same tree. One bird is eating the fruit and the other bird is simply witnessing.